The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles with the right. Hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Damn straight, it's the Bulletin Blitz, and it's Friday, May 16th,
Bulletin,
2025.
Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. If you're going to sing it, I guess sing it like that. And it's the last time we'll hear that Boston good feeling for a while because they've gotten knocked out.
It's no longer what could be or what could be. It's what is.
And what is our Celtics are going to the crib. They're only 4 hours away from New York driving, so a safe flight or drive to them. Goodbye, Knicks beat them 119-81, dominating fashion. The Knicks will advance to the first conference finals appearance since 2000. But let's go to the Game 7 in the Western Semis. And that is the Thunder and the Nuggets. Let's do a back-to-back here. Here's Nikola Jokic saying the small things will decide Game 7. And then the Thunder's head coach, Mark Dagenau, on the mentality headed into Game 7.
I think it's interesting to watch, and I think the details is going to deep defense, box out, turnovers, that's going to probably decide the winner.
We need to be who we've been all season and embrace the opportunity that's in front of us. We get to play that game at home because of the work we did during the regular season in front of our fans. So, you know, we're obviously disappointed in the outcome tonight, but when the ball goes up in the air, we'll be excited to go.
Give me the Thunder, and give me the Thunder big. Maybe not Knicks-Celtics big, but give me them big. They will likely be without Aaron Gordon. He is dealing with a hamstring injury, and he's in doubt. If he cannot go, and Michael Porter Jr. has been bad in this series. I know Julian Strother had a good night. But if who else are they going to in the bench? I think they're running out of guys. I think fatigue is setting up with them. Remember, this team also played a 7-game series against the Clippers, and now they're in a game 7 against the Thunder, who will be at home for that game as a 5.5-point favorite. So I like, or it might be bigger than that. I like the Thunder on Sunday, and I like them big.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think it's going to be close. The Thunder are more athletic, they're younger, and they're out of the altitude. And like you said, they're healthier, so I'm with you. I actually think it's going to be just as big as the Knicks and Celtics game right now. Let's switch gears, go to the over the NFL. We talked about this Caleb Williams story that came out and with this quarterback book that Seth Wickersham is writing for ESPN. Dan Orlovsky, one of the talking heads for ESPN, on his Twitter, he basically just said he was flabbergasted that the Bears did not teach Caleb Williams how to watch film.
My big takeaway is no one was watching film with him. Like, no, he said he would just cut it on and turn it on. No one watched his film with him. No one watched, taught him how to watch film, taught him what to look for, how to study film, what to study at the defensive level and in the NFL. Nobody. And if that's true, that's a disgrace. I can't imagine that being something that was accepted. And it explains the play. Remember last year going, he hasn't really improved a ton. That was the concern. If that's the case, well, now there's the reason why, or one of the main reasons why. And what a total miss by the staff, if that's true.
I believe it to be true. I don't know why.
Me too.
That would have been said otherwise, unless, you know, Caleb was really bad and he's just trying to throw guys under the bus that weren't there. But it seems like it's very believable, and that's hard to comprehend why, when if you're Matt Eberflus or even Shane Waldron, like, I talked about this with the Giants last night, why I think they might go to Jackson Dart soon, no rather than later, because they got to tie themselves to this young man. Why didn't Matt Eberflus tie it? Like, I need to be here for Caleb Williams. He will get better with me to not even watch film, but it's over. I know Bears fans, this is a big story this week, deservedly so, but the good news is Caleb did come to Chicago, and he's got a new head coach.
Yeah, and I believe in Ben Johnson like fans believe in Joe Hendry. Let's get one more in here. This morning, Bill Belichick was on Good Morning America. He sat down with Michael Strahan for, you know, a little talk and shop, as Bill Belichick is doing the media rounds. He says Jordan Hudson is only involved in the business side of UNC.
Yeah, well, she's been terrific, to, you know, through the whole process, and she's been very helpful to me. She does the business things that don't relate to North Carolina that come up in my life, so I can concentrate on football, and that's really what I want to do. You know, I acknowledged her in the book. She was very helpful on that with the tribute pages, and also given a perspective of the book from kind of a business side. You know, sometimes I get a little football technical, and so, you know, she did a good job of keeping me on balance there.
So what did Jordan mean to you?
Well, we have a good personal relationship, and, you know, I'm not talking about personal relationships, Michael. You know that.
Okay, I know that, Coach. But I'm saying, are you happy?
Yeah.
This is weird. She's 24 years old.
She sure is.
She has no experience in any of this. How is she?
She's teaching him how to be young.
She's your assistant? And you guys are having intercourse? Ah!